Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel of negative thoughts? Like you're stuck on repeat, replaying those, I can't or, what if I fail? Moments over and over again? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with pressure to be perfect, to achieve more, to do it all, and sometimes, our own inner voice can be the loudest critic of all. But what if there was a way to shift those negative thought patterns? What if we could learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend going through a tough time? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, how it can help us overcome negativity and build a stronger, more resilient mindset. Now, I'm not talking about being complacent or ignoring your flaws. This isn't about telling yourself everything is fine when it's clearly not. It's about recognizing those negative thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. They don't define you, and they don't have to control you. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion and start silencing those inner critics. First up, acknowledge your struggles. It might sound obvious, but often we try to push our negative feelings aside, pretending everything is okay when it's not. Instead, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. Don't judge those emotions, just let them be there. Remember, acknowledging a difficult emotion doesn't mean dwelling in it. It means accepting its presence and giving yourself space to process it. Next, practice mindful self-talk. You know that voice in your head? The one that constantly critiques and judges? Time to rewire that bad boy. Start by noticing when those negative thoughts creep in. Then, challenge them with kinder, more compassionate words. Instead of saying, "I'm so stupid for making that mistake," try, "Everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow." You wouldn't talk to your best friend like that, right? So why treat yourself any differently? Thirdly, remember you're not alone. We all struggle with negative thoughts sometimes. It's a universal human experience. Knowing that others go through similar challenges can be incredibly comforting. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your struggles can help lighten the load and remind you that you're supported. Fourthly, focus on your strengths. We tend to fixate on our flaws and shortcomings, but what about those amazing things you bring to the table? Make a list of your talents, accomplishments, and positive qualities. Celebrate them. Remind yourself of your worth and capabilities. You are capable, strong, and deserving of kindness. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about actively nurturing your well-being, both physically and emotionally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, spend time in nature, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you prioritize self-care, you create a solid foundation for resilience and inner peace. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with anxiety about an upcoming presentation at work. She's replaying potential disasters in her head, feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed by fear. But instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, she takes a deep breath and reminds herself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. She focuses on the positive, she's prepared, she knows her stuff, and she has valuable insights to share. She visualizes herself confidently delivering the presentation, engaging with the audience, and feeling proud of herself afterwards. Sarah practices self-compassion by acknowledging her anxiety but refusing to let it define her. She chooses to focus on her strengths and visualize success. Remember, overcoming negative thoughts isn't about becoming a superhuman who's always happy and positive. It's about learning to navigate those challenging emotions with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and support, even when you're struggling. So, what's your next step? Start by identifying one area where you can practice more self-compassion today. Maybe it's replacing negative self-talk with kinder words, or taking a few moments to appreciate your own strengths. Every small step counts. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset, where we'll explore even more practical strategies for cultivating a positive and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.